Welcome to Newborn to Teen and Everything in Between, the podcast from Bespoke Family. I'm Bex.
And I'm Claire. Thanks for joining us as we tackle the ups and downs of life with children, helping you to get the best out of your time together. No rules, no judgment, just guidance. So grab a cuppa and let's get started with today's episode.
Just before we start this podcast, it's all about swearing. So we want to make sure that you know that there are some swear words in it. So if you are going to be listening to this, please make sure that little ears are not around. So either if you're in your car, make sure you haven't got your children with you and it's not kind of on loudspeaker, or if you're in the kitchen that your children aren't around, or you've just got it in your headphones, because we don't want to be responsible for teaching your children the swear words. We're talking about helping you manage. Anyway, that's probably a long-winded way of just saying sorry for the swear words in the podcast you're about to hear. Hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to this episode of Newborn to Teen and Everything in Between. And today's episode is all about bloody swearing. Oof. That was a naughty, wasn't
going
it?
In there hard, Bex.
I know. So it's all about when children use swear words and how shocking it is when a child suddenly turns round to you and starts and says something, and they kind of some probably shock themselves as well. But yeah, so it's about when, well, your child, whatever age they are, all of a sudden drops in a swear word, and it could be quite a serious swear word, or it could just be bloody or something like that.
Or it could be something that they think is a swear word and actually isn't. Because a lot of the time they're like, oh, it's a naughty word. And you're like, oh, what is that? And then they say it and you're like, oh. So they might class stupid as a naughty word or a swear word, and it's like, oh, stupid's not a swear word, but it's not a very kind word. And so, you know, I've had lots of children say, oh, they just said a swear word, and you're like, oh, what did they say? And it's not actually a swear word, but, no, bless them.
Yeah,
but then there is always the time when they will drop it and they will say it because they've heard it.
I must have come out of the womb saying bloody. I think my mum's every other word was bloody this, bloody that, bloody the other. So I'm sure I did. But we were just saying before I came on, because you were like, well, you must have loads of stories of Ben and Amy swearing. But really weirdly, I cannot think of any particular things. And I think it's because I was probably, because you know what I'm like, I am my Miss Worry Pants about everything. I think I was so worried that I would say something that I probably checked myself so much that I didn't swear in front of them. I don't know, like particularly, Rich doesn't really swear at all anyway, just doesn't. I mean, sometimes he looks at me and is like, Bex, stop. But when they were little, I just didn't really. And so they didn't really swear, because they didn't really go very much to, and I suppose if they did go to places, they would have gone to childminders and they wouldn't have sworn in front of them. And they only saw my mum, and they probably heard her say bloody a few times, but they might not have picked up on it. Nanny and Pappy looked after them. They didn't really swear. So I don't really remember them swearing very much. Now, even now, they don't swear as much as I do. And most of the time I swear, as you very kindly pointed out, is swearing at them. Oh, for God's sake. Insert something else instead of for God's sake. Can you pick up your clothes from the floor?
Yes.
But you've had children, haven't you? You've had examples.
Yeah. And I think it's just one of those natural kind of things that one thing I always find quite interesting is when particularly families who do swear and openly swear in front of their children, so often those children don't ever. And like, you just don't hear them swear.
Really?
And I think it's some... Yeah. And I've always found that really interesting. They might know the words, and it's like they know they're not something a child says, so they just don't say them. But yeah, I've known a few families who openly just, you know, they're fine with it, and they don't have a problem with kind of swearing around the children, and yet the children don't do it.
Yeah, do you know what though? I don't have, just to sort of kind of put it out there, I don't really have a problem with people swearing in front of their children necessarily. I don't really. I'm not being funny about it at all.
No.
I don't know why. I just didn't do it, and therefore they never heard it. So therefore I never had any examples of it. So just putting it out there, I'm not kind of saying that I think it's awful, because I'm a bit like some now, especially now, it's such a common way to speak, isn't it? That really you could be walking down the road in the shop and really all you hear is the F, B, unfortunately quite often C, etc, etc. Obviously I can swear on this podcast, but I'm not.
I know, but you just don't. But then it's not something that, for some people, it's just not the right thing to do, and it doesn't. And you know, I was having a conversation with a child only a few weeks ago about overuse of swear words. This is an older child, because it just doesn't necessarily mean that it gives the right message. And putting in swear words doesn't always get your message across properly. It just sometimes alienates people, or makes people think that you're not very articulate, or what you're trying to say doesn't matter because you're just interjecting it with lots of swear words. So there is a time, potentially a time and a place, and it is something that more for adults to do if they choose to, but it's not always something that is appropriate for a child to do, or very often as an adult it's not appropriate to do, because it's just not necessarily required. But we were having that conversation the other day, because I was like, you don't need to try and practice every swear word within every sentence that you use, because it's just not necessary. And like I said, it just doesn't make you look like you've got a valid point. It just sounds like a big rant. But I think the common times I've seen children use swear words and it takes everyone by surprise is when things like they drop something or they lose something, and it's very often they've heard someone, when they've dropped something or hurt themselves, like someone's stubbed their toe or whatever, and gone, oh shit, that really hurt, or whatever, and then they replay that later and it's like, oh shit, that really hurt, and you're like, oh, I know where that's from. And I always love the dynamics of when the child first does that. It's like, where did they hear that? That was you. That was you. That was, you know, and you're always blaming it on someone else. Because it's like, that was not me. That wasn't, absolutely not me. And this child's like, oh, well, what's the problem? You said it the other day, you know, and I'm just copying it. It's comes, and I was saying to you before we came on, one of my goddaughters, when she was two, I bought her a little jewelry set, like a, you know, cheap tiara and earrings and rings and all those sorts of things. And she was putting the earrings on, and they were clip-on earrings, and one just kept falling off. And we were just chatting, I was chatting with her mum, and all of a sudden she just went, oh, this bloody earring. And we're like, oh my. And my friend looked at me mortified and was like, how did she just, where? And I said, I don't know, but let's just roll with it. And let's not make a big deal of it, because the minute we make a big deal of it, we're going to hear it more and more. But it was just, where did that come from? It was just in the moment. She didn't think anything of it. It wasn't like a kind of mic drop moment. She wasn't looking at us and going, can I say this word? It was just naturally, it kept falling off, and she's just like, oh, this bloody earring. It was like, oh, great. And then obviously we went into, well, that's absolutely from her dad. like, that has to be from it. And I'm like, it doesn't matter who it's from. It's not a problem. It's just, you know, the way it goes. But well, it's
her
when
dad's
they...
saying these bloody earrings all the time.
Yeah. I think the most times I've ever heard it in nursery is when the children walk in from, like, the school run. They're being dropped off and they've been in the car and there may have been some elements of road rage or slightly frustrated moments. And then we always used to play a game in nursery, which was like red, green and amber. So you'd pretend everyone was cars and you'd press green. Like you'd say green, they'd all run. Amber, they slow down. Red, they stop. Those sorts of things. And I just remember this little boy running around and all of a sudden he just started using every kind of, what are you doing? You... apologies to the listeners if you don't like swearing, but he was like, what are you doing, you wanker? And I'm like, no, and I'm like, where have you heard that? Like, he's like, daddy said it today on the way here because someone was on. And I'm like, no, they weren't. I was like, maybe daddy just got a bit cross with them. He's like, yeah. And then he's like, yeah. And then he stuck his fingers up and he's like, and then daddy did this. And I'm like, oh, great. Perfect. But that was a classic moment because I was like, oh, yes, here we go. Oh, this is a classic of children reenacting what they see happen in their everyday. So they might play in the home corner and they're cooking and they're doing all that. But equally, they copy when we might be driving and what we might say when we're driving or... again, the other thing to think about is how many songs, like on the radio or like on, you know, Spotify and things like that, that have swear words in now. And that's so another true. Thing that never used to be a thing, but do now have those swear words in. And how we react to that, because if they're just singing along, they're just words. They are just words to them. They don't necessarily understand the context of it, but... there's definitely a change in that side of things. And like you said, the amount that people hear of people swearing, and it can be anywhere. You're not ever going to shelter your child from swearing now. It's just explaining that some...
No.
There's, you know... and it's understanding that what makes a good word, what makes a bad word. What's okay to say, what's not okay to say. Yeah. That's a really tricky one. And... particularly, like, you've just gone and said, I haven't got a problem with people swearing. It's not, but it's that, isn't it? It's, you know, do grandparents have an issue with hearing their children swear? Like, do they use swear words? It's all different. Everyone's going to react to swearing in a very different way. I learnt that about swearing basically from the farm. That's where I learned that. And mum and dad were very careful about it, but it definitely, there were times when I'd be in the milking parlour and I'd understand that one of the cows wasn't really playing ball in a very colourful way. So I was, and I do remember saying, what does that mean? And mum's like, don't worry about it. Doesn't matter. Glaring at my dad. I think it's, you're not going to protect them from it, but it's just helping them to understand it.
No.
Is the key part, I think.
So if you do, so for example, you talked about your goddaughter saying these bloody earrings. If you do hear a child say a swear word, I mean, what do? Because it is a bit like, so let's say you're in a situation and they say, oh, this bloody thing, or oh shit, I've stubbed my toe, or whatever, and you've got grandparents there and you're like, God, you know, this is so embarrassing. What am I gonna do? So, because it's so hard, isn't it? You're a bit like, everyone's looking at me. But then equally, you said don't react, because then that's a bit like, you know, do we do that again? You know, are they then going to go, oh, hang on a minute.
Mm-hmm. That it's reactionary.
That got a good reaction there. I quite like that.
Yeah, so if every, very often, if every, you know, if it happens, and it does, and it can take people off guard, and you just, you don't know what to do in the moment, but sometimes it can really mean that when they swear, everyone suddenly starts laughing. Now, children love...
Yeah, of course, yeah.
We all love to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's a real endorphin kind of, you know, and so... If they go, I just said this, don't really know why it's so funny, but I'm going to do it again and again and again and again and see if I keep getting the same response. And so what can then be confusing is we've laughed, everyone's smiling, everyone's laughing, everything else. They do it again and the reaction's different. No, you can't do that. That's not okay. Then they're going, right, well, I said the same thing twice. Two different reactions. So which one's right? So I'm going to keep going until I really work out which reaction I get from this. And I'm going to test out a bit more and see. Because again, children are quite attuned to if you go, oh, they're like, what are you trying to say? Like, what stopped that? Or... when we go, yeah. Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Sugar.
I said this. And they're like, no, you didn't. I know you didn't. So why have you done that? Like, what's your reasoning? And so we have to, you know, you can do what you can in the moment. But the more you, so for example, when my goddaughter said, oh, these bloody earrings. I'm like, oh, are your earrings really tricky to stay on? Are they not clipping very? And I just skipped over the swearing and we went to what she was. So if they stub their toe or drop something and it's like, oh, shit. It's like, oh, have you just dropped that? What's happened? Oh, dear. Never mind. We'll do. And you sort of just model what you want to do without making a big deal over the swear words. Because the minute they know that they get these big reactions, whether that's laughing or... absolutely not. It's like, oh, I need to try this a bit more. Or it, you know, particularly as they get older, if they're hearing it in the playground or they're hearing it, they need to test it out and they need to test it out in a safe place. And the safe place is going to be at home with you where they can say it. And so again, it's really important on your reaction of, oh, that's an interesting word. Where did you hear that? And they will 9 times out of 10 tell you, I heard it in the shop. Or I also had a little one who was really great at reading. You suddenly realise when a child is learning to read and you're walking around, how much graffiti is swear words. So there's these children, or this child particularly, going, what does... fuck make. I'm like, you're like, oh no. And what word is that? What word does that make, Claire? And it's like, well, it makes a word that we don't use. Someone's written what's called a rude word or a swear word. But what is the word? Oh, great. I'm like, whoever decided to graffiti that wall. and so again, oh, you suddenly realise it is everywhere and it is having those conversations. It's like anything with our children, the more we explain it and the more we take the intrigue out of it, the more boring it becomes. And so it's like, do you know what, it's a word that you know, people use. It doesn't have a meaning really. It's just what's called a swear word. It's not a word that children should use. It's certainly not a word that people should write on a wall. And, you know, we don't really want to use it. So it's not a word that we need to spell out and learn. Let's get back to cat, hat, etc. Where we're all comfortable.
Book. Yeah.
because
then, but then, you know, they might... What if they do ask you the... I mean, like, genuinely, they might be in the playground at being a little bit older and say, what does fuck mean?
Yeah.
What does bollocks mean? You know, like, what does all this mean? But then, obviously, you're not in the street when you have to sort of explain what fuck means. What do you then say? What do you say if you're... God, are we going to have to put
people can't listen to this
in the car, can they? We're going to have to put...
with your children. This is a whole different thing for a bespoke family.
This has completely gone wrong, hasn't it? Yeah, God. Yeah. This would be like, no, you said not to use swear words in front of your children, yet your whole podcast is completely dotted.
And my child is now let every swear word going.
Oh, God.
Because of you two.
Oh, blimmin' it. I just never thought of that. Yeah, don't listen to this in your car, but maybe
we'll put warnings across this everywhere. In your ear. Exactly. Ear pods.
In your ear.
I think as they get older, it's got to be age appropriate. So dependent on their age. But again, and we've always said, and this will be something I always say, don't lie to them. Give them an age-appropriate response, because if you lie to them and say it means something completely random, if they then go back to the playground and suddenly go, I know what bollocks means, and it's not what is, it will affect trust. It will affect that, like, that dynamic with their friends. And then if you then go, well, actually, it doesn't mean that. It means this. They're going to be like, well, what other things have you told me mean this, but mean this? And as hard as it is, and as much as we want to avoid our children growing up too quick or all those sorts of things, or, you know, just don't want them to hear that, they're going to hear stuff. If they ask you or if they use the word to test it out, again, particularly for the older children, this is as they're getting into school and older, it's going, okay, that's a really interesting word that you're using. Where did you hear it? And do you know what it means? Like, and just ask and see what they say. And they're like, no, it's fine. It's just a word that everyone's now using. It's like, okay, but do you know what it means? It's fine. You know, if everyone's using it, I don't really want you to use it at home. I don't particularly like that word. You know, that's absolutely... But do you know what it means? Because you shouldn't use words you don't understand. And again, it just takes out the intrigue of it. It wasn't so much a swear, although he thought it was. I had a child at nursery who, after school club, he was older. He was at primary school. And he just kept running around saying the word vagina and thinking it was so wild and that it was like a swear word. He's like, I'm going to say the V word. And it's like, what's that? And he's like, vagina. And like running around saying vagina. And it was like, what? Why are you doing that? And so I was like, okay. We're not going to, you know, I just said, we don't need to use that word right now because, you know, we're in after school club and we probably don't need to run around saying that word because do you understand what that word is? And he's like, I don't care. Vagina, vagina, vagina. I'm like, great. But the best part was his mum came to pick him up and I'm like, can I just have a quick word? He's learned a word today, thinks it's hilarious. Thinks it's a swear word. And she's like, hit me with it. And I'm like, vagina. She's like, brilliant. The best part of that was she was a health visitor. And she was not embarrassed by anything. So she went in the middle of the whole room, and was like, child's name. So I hear you've learnt the word vagina. He's like, yes. She's like, right, do you know what that is? And gave him a lovely little spiel about what a vagina was. He walked out so disappointed that all the fun had been taken out of that. And he walked out with a face on him. I will never forget that one, because his mum was like, all dealt with, Claire. I don't think he'll be running around.
All the other children now know what the vagina is as well.
Yeah. And no one else will be running around saying vagina because they all got an explanation of what that was. And and funny enough, he never did it again. So
said it again.
No. Although he did walk in. He was hilarious, that child. He did walk in one day and he's just, I had to speak to him about this, and he's like, Claire, my my dad had his bollocks chopped. I was like,
oh man.
Okay. I was like, right.
Really? That's okay.
I said, is he okay? And he's like, not really. Really hurts, apparently. And I'm like, yes, I expect it did. And he's like, not going to tell anyone. I'm like, okay, great. And that evening, Dad came to do the pickup, walking incredibly gingerly down the path. I was just like, I don't think I can look you in the eye because I know what he's just said. And he walked in and he looked at me and went, all right, Claire. I'm like, yeah, all good. Like, couldn't look at him because I was just, he's like, he's told you. I was like, yes, he has. Oh, no. I was like, are you all right? And he's like, yeah, what did he tell you? I was like, he told me that you had your bollocks dropped. Oh, he's like, oh my God. He's like, that was just a conversation with one of my friends. He's like, didn't realise he heard. I'm like, oh no, he heard.
He heard.
I was like, could you just explain to him that the word bollocks isn't a term that we need to use at nursery or after school club? Like, yeah, no problem. Same child, walking out, walk of shame.
Oh, that sounds like a brilliant family.
Oh, they were great. Oh, how they were funny. Really great fun. Oh, to think that he's probably like late 20s now. Jeez. That's scary.
He's probably a gynecologist by now, I should imagine.
He probably is.
I should imagine. Yeah.
But you never quite know what your child's going to come out with.
No.
Always be prepared.
But I think as children get older, I think there is a little bit of a, you have to kind of come to the realization that children are, you know, you can't completely stop them, and you're not going to know what they're saying with their friends. You know, Ben and Amy, I don't really hear them swear very much here, but I'm sure they do with their friends. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do, because you know, it's about acceptance, isn't it, as well, you know, and being part
and
of
connection.
A group and all of that stuff. Yeah, exactly. And we all do swear to let out emotions. Well, not all of us, probably. You know, I mean, I can't speak for everybody. But, you know, if you're cross, you're frustrated, you're sad, you know, all of those things. Or you want to give emphasis, you know, and more. You know, I think in, you know, our parents' day, swearing as when they were young probably wasn't, you know, it might have been down the pub for the blokes maybe a bit, but really that was all, wasn't it? But it's become much more day to day, and so children are bound to hear it, like we said. But I think as long as children know how to express,
I think it's also on TV as well,
what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, it is so much more. And so many more strong swear words that you wouldn't expect to hear. Sometimes I'm like, wow, goodness me, that is not a word I'd want to hear.
I think us being quite careful of what we're listening to.
Yeah.
And watching.
More, like this podcast, probably.
Yeah.
You know, we do have loads. I mean, in the end of the day, the techniques that we're talking about are behavior techniques, you know, they're approaches that you use with any behavior, isn't it? It's about talking and explaining and not reacting and all of that side of things. But if people want one-to-one support, then, you know, we absolutely can help with that with our parent consultations, and we do have a free discovery call where people can talk to Lucy about how we can help with that. But, you know, it's about helping children manage their emotions, and sometimes that can result in, like, just like adults, it can result in sometimes saying things that we don't always want to, or doing things that we don't always want to. So,
yeah.
But we hope you haven't been offended by anything we've said in this podcast. And if you did, then hopefully you switched off by now anyway. So, but God.
And hopefully your children haven't heard any of this.
yeah, let's hope not. But hopefully you found that helpful, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. That's everything for today. Thanks for listening. If there's something you'd like us to talk about, we'd love you to get in touch and let us know. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Bespoke Family, or head to our website. The links are in our show notes.
Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss the next episode, and please give us a rating or review if you like what you hear. We're Bex and Claire, and we'll be back soon with another episode of Newborn to Teen and everything in between. See you then.